रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 44, द डेथ ऑफ मारीचा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Then Rama slung upon his back the quivers decked with peacock feathers, girt with his golden-hilted sword in his belt, grasped his terrible bow with its three bends, and raced after the golden deer. He shivered in terror to see him approach like dread fate. Now he vanished from view, now he showed himself a while, now he flashed close upon Rama like a streak of lightning. Now he leapt an arrow length, now he allowed himself to be almost caught, now he took a flying leap and lost himself in the skies. Unlike the other animals that flee the presence of armed man in suspicion, his appearance and disappearance were sudden and startling. He enticed Raghunatha very far away as he coursed like the moon passing through small cloud drifts on autumn night. Now he stood almost within touch, but the moment that Rama drew an arrow, he was miles away, almost beside himself with rage at Maricha, who deceived himself and drew him on a futile chase. Rama rested a little on a green sward under the trees when he saw the golden deer grazing nearby. He started after it, and the Rakshasa vanished in terror. Next, he was seen emerging from a clump of trees, and Rama resolved not to waste any more time in chasing him. He placed on the string an arrow that blazed as the rays of the sun and hissed like the serpent of doom, infused it with the might of Brahmastra, and shot it at Maricha. Like the Vajra of Indra, it clove his heart, whereat he gave a dreadful roar, leaped to the height of a palm, and fell upon the earth a lifeless bulk. But even at the moment of his death, his active brain was busy devising a ruse to induce Sita to dispatch Lakshmana after his brother and enable Rama to carry her away. So he gave a mighty shout, "Ha, Sita! Ha, Lakshmana!" even as Rama would have done it. Pierced to the heart, he resumed the Rakshasa form, adorned with many curious and priceless ornaments of gold and gems. He writhed on the ground in mortal agony, his mountainous bulk and sharp fangs making him all the more hideous to look at. Lakshmana's words flashed at once through the brain of Rama. Sita's safety was in danger. "Alas," cried he, "this is Maricha's work. Lakshmana spoke true. There is no knowing what they would do at the ashrama when they hear these cries of help fall upon their ears as if it were coming from myself. Even in death, Maricha has effected his fell purpose." His hair stood on end with fear and grief. Then he shot another deer and sped back to the ashrama with the skin upon his shoulders. Mangalam Ghoshlindraya Mahaniya Gunavdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.